I was going to do something at the start of this.
What about this?
That I completely forget. Welcome back to the fucking Nerds Hit podcast. This is, we're here to some fucking, oh shit. I stuffed that up. I bleeped the wrong word.
I bleeped it.
Okay. Well, yeah, this is
the Nerds Hit podcast.
All right. Very high. That's what we do here. Kelly didn't chime in. He usually does, but he didn't descend.
What are you saying?
There we go. There we go.
Thanks, man.
Very
Thanks,
good. Man. Very musical. What have you been doing this week, Kelly? This is, yes, this is a gaming podcast, but what have you been doing this week?
I have been working. I have been studying. And that's pretty much it. I lead an incredibly exciting life. I should start a vlog. It would be in my room and we could all hang out. And yeah.
Hell yes.
What about you, Samwell?
Well, we did that. We did the.
Oh, yeah. We did that. We did the makeup night. Podcast because I cucked it last week.
Monday night. And then, yeah, so this is the second episode this week. And then apart from that, I have been making essentially an album for a video game.
Yeah, how's that going?
I've pretty much got all the songs structured and like all the themes done. It's 10 songs, by
That's
the way.
That's sick, dude. That's so rad.
Got all structured, the themes done. I just need to go back through all of them and like finish off all like the sections, I guess.
Yeah.
Like essentially just the leads and riffs and whatnot, yeah. Which shouldn't take too long. And yeah, and then just add like all effects and stuff, like rises and things like that. And yeah, and then it'll be done. So hopefully I'm hoping to have it done on Saturday.
Brad, very cool.
Saturday morning, hoping for it to be done. I mean, it's got to be done by Monday, but yeah.
Plenty of time. Leave it a Sunday night.
And then, yeah, I'm tossing up doing a 12-hour stream.
You're doing a 12-hour stream. What of?
Spellbreak, oh, cool. Probably.
Just getting butchered by 200 ping.
Yeah.
Honestly.
But yeah, it'll be that Hearthstone or Escape from Tarkov. Any of them. I want to get into Escape from Tarkov, but like the thing is because the game's like picked up now on Twitch, there's always about 100 people streaming it because I don't really have that much of a following yet. It's like if I stream it, no one's going to watch it. Not that I care about viewers, but if I'm going to stream something, I'm going to do it so I can have some kind of progression.
Yeah, of course.
Otherwise, I just wouldn't like, I wouldn't stream it. I don't know. I'm a man who likes progress in my projects. I'm looking forward to that. I just got to schedule it in because I mean, it's 12 hours. So,
well,
I've always been wanting to do a 12 hour stream.
I mean, that's a feat. That's an effort.
Yeah. I got something to say in a sec, but yeah. If you want to head over to Green Egg TV on Twitter, I'll post an update on there, I guess. I've been watching a lot of like Spellbreak Twitch streams, and there was one guy called, pretty sure his name's Lacuna Inc. He basically for like the past 6 weeks, he's been streaming like every day for 12 hours.
Far out.
So, like, his actual schedule is 8 p.m. to 8 a.m. every day. And then on Friday to Saturday, he does, I think it's like 9 a.m. to 9 a.m. Saturday or something, or 9 p.m. to 9 p.m. What? So it's 24 hours.
What an every Friday. Absolute mammoth, dude.
Yeah, that's a fucking, I don't know. You can't top that. No, shit, that's for sure. No. And then outside of that, he also does YouTube stuff in the off time. So he's full grind mode.
On the off time, outside of the 24 hours of the day. Yeah.
Yeah.
On the off season, and the 1 hour sleep I should be getting. Quick YouTube video.
Yeah. He's been doing it for like 6 weeks, which is just insane.
That's weaponized.
Absolutely insane. So yeah, I've been doing Twitch stuff and Spellbreak and the music. Haven't really played much Animal Crossing. Haven't really played much Doom.
I haven't really played much. I haven't played fuck all. Today was like the first day in a couple of days I booted up my rig since probably Monday.
Yeah, so crazy.
She's just been busy.
It's the first thing I do every day. I turn the computer on, fire up the frames.
Yeah.
And I was going to say something else, but I watched that animated Spider-Man movie.
Oh, Into the Spider-Verse. How good is it, man?
It's awesome.
I've watched it a couple of times.
But like, the source material is always better. That's what I'll say.
Yeah, but as far as...
The movie is very good. Like, as far as... The movie is very good as a movie.
The animation and the sound and how it flows... incredible.
It like fully peaked. It's better than any animation I've ever seen. Animated.
I agree with you both in criticism and pleasantries, but it's so good to it's just such a good watch. Even as someone who doesn't give a shit about Spider-Man, like it's a good watch.
Yeah. So what's interesting is in the source material for Spider-Verse, it's actually, have I told you about this?
No, you haven't.
So the source material, or at least I'm not sure if there's a really old version of it, like a previous version of it, and then I've read the rehash, but basically the version I've read is there's actual interdimensional time traveling vampires that go around eating all the Spider-Men, and so they travel dimension.
Wait, in that universe,
to dimension,
really?
Yeah. Yeah, there's a family of vampires. Yeah, they go around eating all the Spider-Men.
It sounds like the writers got bored.
It's pretty boring premise when you sum it up like that. That is the summary essentially, but the amount of layers and lore they put into it makes it fucking awesome. Like they straight up add about like a good 50 or so different versions of Spider-Man, and you get to know like a lot of them, a majority of them. Other than that, there's like little flashes of other Spider-Men, but they kind of do a good job of explaining all of them. But like, I don't know, there's like a version of Spider-Man that's cosmic Spider-Man, and he's essentially Superman. It's like a sci-fi Spider-Man that has, I think he's got like the powers of like a comet or something.
Okay, as you do.
Like all the Spider-Men still have spider powers, but the cosmic Spider-Man can like fly and shit, like actually fly. Instead of just using his web to fly,
seems a little bit OP. Cosmic Spider-Man needs a nerf.
Yeah, super strong. He's basically Spider Jesus. Yeah,
don't bring the church into this, Sam.
But if anyone was to start reading Spider-Man today, I'd definitely point him in that direction because it's the fucking coolest shit.
That's sick.
And the storyline with the vampire family is awesome. I think he's actually called Dracula in it, but the story of the vampire family is awesome. There's a lot of like backstabbing and whatnot.
Ooh, yeah, it's pretty good. Drama.
Good story arc.
Spill on the tea. Yeah.
It's very good story arc.
So good.
And yeah, that's pretty much all that I've. Oh, so Valorant, mm-hmm. right? At the moment, you have to sit to get a key for Valorant for closed beta. Is it closed beta?
I think so. Yeah.
You need to sit on a Twitch stream and wait for what they call as a drop, which basically is you link your Riot Games account to your Twitch account, and then they'll, once you get the drop, they don't give you a key, they just open up the game to you, they just make it available to you on your Riot account. What I didn't know though is that you needed either a North American account or a European account. So I've been sitting on these Twitch streams with a Oceania account. That isn't eligible for the drop. So I've been
literally throwing time away. Like
probably about like a good 50 hours. Just that sitting in the background.
Just waiting for your fucking unlock.
Yeah.
Jesus.
Yeah. Like, why isn't this happening? Because then some other dude was like, I was just sitting in there a couple hours and I got it. And then I was watching some guy on YouTube and he was like, his name is Devin Nash, and basically he like talks about the Twitch streaming meta essentially. Mm. He's like, he's very good at knowing the algorithms and whatnot. He was explaining why this new drop system on Valorant is bad for, the existence of Twitch in the future and stuff. And while he was watching a stream, like demonstrating it, he got the drop.
Oh, really?
Just watching it, like the 5 minutes that he was on. Jesus. There. So yeah, it's pretty funny.
Yeah, I find, I don't know, it's a little bit interesting. Yeah. I can see where he's coming from.
Yeah, I think his whole thing was like, basically all of these massive streamers are getting a dumb amount of views now, like an incredible amount of views. But once, and he was just saying, as soon as this drop stuff is over, they'll just disappear. Mm. And like, they'll probably give the streamer the follow or whatever. But after that, they're not going to clock into the stream. And pretty much all it is just spam. Like they're just commenting in the chat saying like, how do I get a key?
Yeah.
Like, can you give me a key? Anyone get a spare for a key? That's like the whole chat.
Yeah.
It's just like spam of that. And the streamers are getting paid ad money from that when those views aren't really worth the ad money. I don't know.
I mean, there's two ways you can look at it. I mean, if a streamer's going into it purely understanding that, and being okay with the fact that they're not going to gain concurrent viewers from it, and all they're doing is just getting, like, they're just taking advantage of a quick buck, really. Then, okay, sure, it's business to a degree. But then if someone's doing it with the anticipation of growing their channel, then you're kind of kidding yourself a little bit.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't think that they think they're growing their channel. I'm just saying, like, if they keep doing these drop things, eventually over time, it'll probably just damage the actual Twitch platform itself because of all these viewers that aren't essentially real numbers.
No, it's they're anomalies, essentially.
Yeah.
And it's just taking away from the context of what Twitch is. Yeah, like it's kind of like just doing a giveaway. It's like, yeah, follow my Instagram and go into the draw get a giveaway, you know, to get whatever. And it's, okay, now I've got another 3,000 followers that aren't actually following my shit. They just followed me because I was giving away perfume.
The way I look at giveaways, it's like some, like at least they're seeing your name.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And if they see your name like two or three more times, then that's when they'll check you out. It's not the first time they see your name. It's when they've seen your name a couple of times and then like there's something in the brain that goes, oh, okay, maybe I'll just go check it out. Everyone's talking about it. No one's talking about it. It's just
it's the repeat action.
That's the way I look at giveaways. And I guess this is the same thing as the drops for these streamers. But another bad thing, I guess this is probably the main bad thing, is that, and I think I talked about it last episode, it's the fact that people are doing the 24-hour streams where they just replay old streams.
Right. So
people can... Did I talk about this?
No, you didn't.
Okay, so what big streamers are doing, and not even the big streamers at this point, because they did open up the drops to just any channel, anyone who has the game. What's happening is, yeah, the big streamers are just replaying old VODs, which are like old streams essentially, for over a 24-hour span. And then, so like they're not actually actively live. They're just kind of fake live, I guess.
They're just restreaming.
There's zero interactability happening. It's just, they're not actually streaming basically. Mm. And all these big streams that are live 24 hours, viewers are just sitting on there so they could have a stream going over 24/7 until they get a key drop. So those big streams, because of the way Twitch works, the more viewers you have, the higher up you're going to be on the category list. And at the moment, everyone's watching Valorant. It's the biggest category at the moment. So the biggest streams are going to be at the top. Biggest streams over the whole platform are going to be at the top of this Valorant list, which then puts them at the top of the whole of Twitch. Yeah. And then anyone who wants to actually stream Valorant, and which Valorant should be a good way to find a new audience, you can't really do that at the moment because of these 24-hour streams. Because all the viewers are just sitting on there. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Kind of kills the whole platform for the little guy, essentially.
It's not allowing any opportunity.
It's no opportunity for people who want to play Valorant, but like streamers need to know, I guess, that you can't play the big games. You need to be playing the smaller games. Like we're talking about Spellbreak earlier.
Yeah, you need to be targeting an audience.
I kind of don't even want to talk about Spellbreak because Spellbreak is literally the perfect game to be streaming on Twitch right now because it is in early closed beta. Not everyone knows about it, and the people who do know about it like fucking love it, so they want to watch it and watch people play it, watch like learn from other players and whatnot, because there's so many different ways to play the game that you can only learn from the actual like players, the meta, not the tutorial game tutorials itself. So yeah, I don't know. I can talk about it forever. We're 20 minutes in. Let's get some friggin' news going, dude.
We lost Sam in the ramble.
Dude, I straight up could have gone
forever. I know you could have. And honestly, I wouldn't have mind if we just did this for an hour. We just talked about that. Because that'd be a decent episode.
Yeah. I mean, we can.
Well, no, now you've ruined the groove.
Let's do the news.
Yeah, you've thrown off the groove, man.
News time.
Well, Let's talk about some sales milestones from some recent game launches and an oldie. So let's start off with a little indie game. Do you remember the indie game, the little platformer called Gris? Yeah, so it's just hit 1 million copies sold.
1 million? What the fuck?
Yeah, dude. Holy yeah, shit. So Gris was dropped, if you haven't heard of it, by a Spanish indie developer called Namado Studio, published by Devolver Digital. And
that's crazy, man.
They released
that.
No, you're right.
Sorry. Just getting thoughts out.
Go on. You're talking. Go on. No, go on. I can wait.
Oh, no. I was just going to.
I said I can wait. I can wait, Sam.
All right. I can wait too, Kelly. Let's just wait.
What are you doing? Just waiting for a bait.
No,
I was just sad. It was released end of 2018 on Switch, Mac OS and Windows. And then in August of 2019.
Macos.
Macaroni cheese. And then in August 2019 iOS, PlayStation 4, November, and then Android. It dropped this month. I just found out, which is sick. So it's a very, very picturesque, gorgeous looking art style game that
gorgeous
talks about, or you know, just goes through. I think it was a girl sort of dealing with a loss or a death in her life, and it's just tackled 1 million sales, and for an indie game. That's fucking crazy. Like, insane.
Pretty nuts, dude. Yeah. What? Yeah, I was going to say before, I remember that when that came out.
Yeah, like, right? That's why
it kind of did look like the next type of Celeste type of title. Yeah. Million sales, that's fucking nuts.
Right? I mean, and then we've got, you know, a couple of big dogs with their big sales, which is, you know, impressive, but less impressive. So we've got Final Fantasy VII Remake. Digital sales and shipments surpass 3.5 mil in 3 days. 1 mil a day.
Wait. Say that again.
So Final Fantasy VII Remake.
What? Yeah.
In its digital sales and its physical shipments. Surpassed 3.5 million units sold in 3 days.
Fuck's sake, dude. 3 days.
Yeah, in 3 days. Like, I almost can't quite fathom it.
That is crazy. Yeah.
And then coming in red hot, we all knew it was coming. Animal Crossing. New Horizons.
$0. No.
Has zero sales.
They're tanked.
Zero sales. Nintendo. Shit game.
Nintendo's going
needs
under.
Needs to call it quits. The Switch sucks. Super Smash is a fucking bad game.
Tom Nook deals drugs.
Yeah. Mabel is actually a sweatshop coordinator. It's
so many things came out during this game.
Like, this game is actually a representation of the actual world economy, and
Epstein lived on the island.
Yeah,
he actually currently lives on. Fuck, I laughed.
Nook is actually Putin.
He lives on the Animal Crossing island. Yeah. Nook, it does sell drugs and is Putin. Yep. What else? Terrible game. 0 out of 10. Don't buy it.
I mean, as far as the 0 out of 10 game goes, it's currently in its month of release, sold enough 5 million copies digitally.
Not good enough. Fuck that, dude.
Fuck that your game. Political agenda, dude.
Go sell drugs.
Go sell coke, dude. Like, fuck.
Stop playing
Be
games.
A real shit. All right. I was going to say shit cunt and then I didn't. And now I've already said it. So.
Yeah. You said be a real shit.
Yeah. It didn't really make sense.
I thought you said ship.
Be a real ship.
All right. That's enough.
Anyway, that's enough of sales.
That's enough, Kelly. time for stock market. fucking phone FedEx. Very high. Turkey imposes 50% tax on video game consoles. So, because of, coronavirus, video game sales, they have had to up tax, because they don't want to import product.
Okay.
You know what I mean? According to a roughly translated report from Haber Turk, the Turkish government has imposed additional customs duty on the import. Sorry, my Bixby went off. Bixby, no. Import of several products that includes a 50% customs tax on video game consoles. The new tax rate will remain valid until September 30, 2020, after which Turkish government will bring down the tax rate to 20% after October 1st, 2020 onwards.
Wait, did you say 50%?
Yeah, 50%.
Jesus.
Wait, did I not
say
that?
No, you did, but I heard it and then I've just registered how fucked that is.
So the main worry about this is that the new gen of consoles are about to come
out. Yeah.
Like PlayStation 5 and Series X. The price is still going to be up on that 50% tax for the release of these consoles, which is, a bit of a worry when it's like a whole country.
It's going to do some damage, man.
With the economy, how it is, it's...
That's going to hurt.
Something like this ain't good. I mean... Yeah, it doesn't really say exactly why they had to up the import tax, but I'm just going to guess it's due to COVID.
Yeah, it's some economical supplement, however they look at that, money coming into the country and being spent. They wanted to just funnel through and help themselves survive, but it's going to do some damage. Potentially. 100%. I mean, who knows? I don't have a fucking degree in economics, man. I don't know shit. So.
That's all I got.
Well, we're talking about Call of Duty last time on Monday. Talking about some cheats, some dirty cheaters, hackers, if you will. So what is Infinity Ward doing to combat this? They're implementing cheater versus cheater lobbies. So following the uproar and, there was a shitload of bans and whatever else. So now they're putting in additional measures. So those players suspected of cheating will be queued into lobbies with other players suspected of cheating. So then it'll just be lobbies of cheaters. Fucking shit show on each other.
That'd be pretty sick.
Yeah, I mean, I could see that being fun, but at the same time, it's like, that's fine. It's literally just... Yeah. Putting Darwinism in a room and just letting them fucking throw shit at each other. Like.
Yeah, I can read that.
Good move. Good move. So, there's 70,000 accounts, that have been banned because of cheating. And now they're just.
So they can now play the game again. They'll just be with each other.
Well, I don't know. Like, it doesn't really indicate whether or not... I don't think bans are going to be lifted. I think this is just an additional measure on top of banning that if you are suspected of cheating and you haven't been proven, then you're going to be queued up with other cheaters.
Yeah.
Okay. So it's like, let's say you get a bunch of reports and it hasn't been reviewed and you haven't been banned yet, then that's probably going to increase the likelihood of you cheating. So you'll end up in a lobby with other people that are falling under the same, prerequisite.
That's fair. Yeah.
I mean, I like it. I think it's quite cool, but just don't fucking cheat.
Yeah, it's a different way of dealing with it. It's new.
It's like, haha.
Never seen it.
It's like
never seen people do it before.
No, it's like you've got you've got the bully for the school. Why don't we just put him in a room with all the other bullies? They just bully each other.
You can bully each other. Flight Simulator is coming out to this. apparently it is already out on the 21st. Oh shit, we're late.
Samuel, we're late.
Well, Kelly, I'm here to talk about the file size requirement. Guess how big this game is.
Flight Simulator.
Yeah.
Is 100 gig.
100 yeah. gig? All right. Well, Flight Simulator is going to be 150
gig. 150 HD. Gig? What and do you mean?
And the recommended graphics GPU is a NVIDIA RTX 2080.
Wait, so it's recommended. Range. What's its minimum recommendation? Because recommended specs and minimum specs is skewed. What's its minimum?
Yeah. I was just saying buzz information.
Yeah.
NVIDIA GTX 770.
So it's going from a 770 to a... fuck, man. I hate specs. I hate it. Like, when games are like, can I run this game? It's like, you can either use a toaster or you can use a Titan X. fucking hell.
It's kind of like no shit.
Yeah, literally. It's just like, to play this game, you need to spend $3,000 on the machine because it'll play anything. And it's like, fuck, did you get lazy? Like, yeah. I mean, obviously it's complicated to indicate because the studio would need like a plethora of gear to try and figure out what the average level of gear, mid-tier, high-tier, whatever else you'd need to run a game. Like, there'd be so much time involved in that. I would love doing that shit, but it is ridiculous that it's like minimum specs. Intel integrated GPU recommended is supercomputer.
quantum.
But 150 gig, what is in that game? Like, are there screenshots of it?
A lot of planes.
Yeah, a lot of planes.
Apparently there's legit like every airport in the world ever.
Oh, so it's probably map size.
Could be. And the planes.
Yeah. A lot of textures.
Graphics do look really good.
Yeah, actually, I did scroll past the screenshot and I was like, ooh, that's a pretty looking sim.
Yeah.
It's a pretty looking simp. I'll have a gaze at
simp.
Have a gaze at that bad boy. Oh, actually, legit, like in the article I've got queued up next, there's an ad for Flight Simulator.
What is it?
The ad or the article?
Article.
Facebook is launching a Twitch-style gaming app. Hell yeah.
Son.
I mean, look, gaming and streaming to Facebook isn't new. You've done it, Sam. You streamed Hearthstone by accident to Facebook. So, like, streaming to Facebook isn't new. You can stream to it, but now they're launching an app designed purely for the function of this, taking on the likes of Twitch, Mixer, and YouTube. And it's expected to be out later this year. It was expected, and then it's out today. Like, you can use it. Get in there. Like, go on. So it's called...
That's pretty sick.
Facebook Gaming. It already existed in a website form and within the Facebook app, but now you can install the app on your phone as a standalone app, kind of like the Pages app for Facebook if you manage pages on Facebook. And all you need is a Facebook account. But otherwise, it's standalone. Get in there, watch some streams, stream some stuff. What I thought was cool is, you can stream to the app like your desktop games like Twitch and whatever else. But it supports mobile streaming, which is kind of fun. Like,
oh, that's
yeah, sick. You just stream your bloody Bloons Tower Defense 5 run. Why not? Stream your Candy Crush shenanigans. It won't be
Raid Shadow Legends.
Yeah, Raid Shadow Legends. You missed stream that.
Missed that.
Yeah,
man.
Missed that one. I got to pull my shit together, Sam. It won't be supporting ads. Instead, they've just explicitly said that it's going to take a cut from the streamers. So,
wait, what?
So it says Facebook says it won't be using ads to support the app. They're just going to take a cut from the streamers.
Do you mean donations?
Like they're taking a cut from the streamer's earnings.
Yeah, but how does the streamer earn money if there's
I don't quite know because it doesn't really say. That's why I find it funny.
So it's donations. Yeah,
it'd have to be.
Because they can't run subscriptions because what subscriptions are, they just end the ads. There's no more ads.
Yeah, well, that's what I mean. So
it'd have to be donations. Well,
yeah, but it's not explicit. Like, it doesn't really say. So I don't really know what they're getting at there.
That's really weird.
But anyway, Facebook gaming, I don't really think it's going to be too significant. I mean, I know there's a lot of streamers on Facebook because you get bulk views. look, it's there if you're interested. Give it a geese. Give it a gander. Give it a squeeze.
What have we got? GeForce Now loses Xbox Game Studios and Warner Brothers titles. I think there was the talks a while ago saying that they wanted to leave. I forget why, but we talked about it on a previous episode. But yeah, basically Batman Arkham, Lego, and fighting games, as well as Clear Entertainment's Don't Starve and Codemasters racing franchises like Dirt and much more will soon stop being available. NVIDIA said it hopes the publishers will return in the future. The loss of Xbox Game Studios and Warner Bros. Titles. Sorry, I highlighted the article. Warner Bros. Titles means subscribers won't be able to access popular games such as Halo, the Master Chief Collection, as well as Forza Gears of War, Batman Arkham, and Mortal Kombat series. Though they are still continuing to add games. Today, they are adding the complete Assassin's Creed series and the Far Cry series. So, both two awesome Ubisoft series you can go check out.
Far Cry games are worth buying if you haven't before. Good games.
Hell yeah, very fun.
Very fun.
Very fun. What you got?
Well, look, Sam. China. You either love them or you hate them. And you know who hates them. Former White House Secretary Ari Fleischer. So, Kelly, he's racist. He loves it. He loves to be racist and he hates China. So, former White House Secretary buys a bad bootleg PS4 controller off Amazon and he blames China for it. And there is not a lot of meat and potatoes to this article. I just thought it was fucking hilarious because it's literally a boomer buying something on the internet and then blaming China for fucking up. It's so good. So this former secretary of the White House for the George W. Bush administration, Ari Fleischer, literally popped off on Twitter after purchasing a second PS4 controller for his kid on Amazon, except it was bootlegged. And to be fair, I don't know if the photos on Amazon were fake or if they just have no idea what they were buying. I don't really know. But the controller is so obviously not a PS4 controller. The home button on the PS4 controller literally says P4. And all of the logos on the buttons, like triangle, circle, X, and square, are cut off in half. So it's half a triangle, half a circle, half a square. It's just not like it's rubbed out. It's literally just half printed. So it popped off. It was like, it literally, the tweet reads, "Another reason to distrust China." We bought my kids a PS4 and they got a second controller from Amazon. The controller was made in China, of course, and it doesn't work. It never worked. It's junk. That's it. That's the tweet. And it's stupid. It's ridiculous. All of the response for his tweet was just people ripping into him about fucking idiot. So, you know, fuck China, really, is the verdict of that article.
Wow, that's getting clipped, I think.
Fuck China.
Yeah. I do laugh. That's getting clipped.
Yeah, all right.
That's a new sample
I'll cop that.
I have never needed to pee so bad.
Actually, I've got a...
Nintendo.
I've got a clip.
Oh,
what have you got? No. I've got a clip I need to cut for you. That's literally you saying, get folded.
Yeah. So, Nintendo investigates sudden rise in unauthorized login attempts. Nintendo is having a potential security breach after dozens of users reported unauthorized login attempts to their accounts. So basically, I'm pretty sure they would have got emails or maybe a notification on their Switch, mm-hmm. or they straight up got signed out of the Switch while playing it. Pretty weird thing happening. The issue was first highlighted by Twitter user PixelPaw and was met with over 50 responses from people with similar concerns, which is pretty crazy. We are aware of reports of unauthorized access to some Nintendo accounts, and we are investigating the situation. So, got a classic PR move.
Classic moves. Nothing like it.
In the meantime, we recommend that users enable two-step verification for their Nintendo account as instructed. Two-step's a very good way to stop that.
Yeah, it is good. Little phone text with a code or something like that.
Yeah. It gets annoying if you have like multiple accounts and you have to sign in and out of things, but it does what it's meant to do. They again say if any users become aware of unauthorized activity, they encourage them to take steps outlined. They literally just repeat themselves again. I don't know why they did
marketing,
that.
Dude. Yeah. Fucking bars, man.
Dude, they're drilling it. Into yeah, get two-step verification.
Get two-step verified, dude.
Get your two-step on.
I'll two-step all over this podcast right now.
This news comes just 2 weeks after Nintendo Japan revealed a number of third-party logins and assessed user credit data. Accessed user credit data, sorry. I don't know, man. That's a lot of shit happening.
It's all just
like someone's creeping in to the Nintendo platform.
Well, I mean, Nintendo's been copping some shit for a few years now. We had old mate Hacker that stole a bunch of shit and leaked like Switch release information and whatever else. Just tighten your shit, Nintendo. Honestly, sort it out. I'll get in there. I'll sort it out.
Dude, 100%. Yeah, go flat Reggie. I don't even think, Reggie's not there anymore, is he?
I've no idea, actually.
I don't think Reggie's there. Yeah, that's all I got to say for that.
Well, Samuel, beloved Mick Gordon, right?
Mick Gordon.
So after some...
Hates China.
Mick Gordon hates China. Oh, no. Why would you do it? Why would you? Mick Gordon, so the absolute weaponized composer behind 2016 Doom and the 2020 Doom Eternal, may not be returning for another game in the franchise after controversy surrounding the Eternal soundtrack has come to light. So, essentially, someone came out on Twitter. It first began, one of Gordon's pieces for Doom Eternal was covered by a fan on YouTube, with the tweet says, fun fact, all those stupid time signature changes in quotes are a result of someone from marketing piecing this track together without any musical knowledge. Rad cover though. And then there was a screenshot of someone dumping the soundtrack from 2016's game to 2020's game into Audacity to compare the dynamic range for the audio waves, saying that, you know, 2016 had bigger dynamic range and 2020's is like a bit shit and the mixing sucks and like all this sort of stuff. And then what it's turned into is apparently studios like cucking Mick Gordon's quality of the content and like his mixes and whatever else. Because his response on Twitter was, I didn't mix those and I wouldn't have done that. You'll be able to spot the small handful of tracks I mixed. And then he sort of lists a few tracks that he had mixed within the soundtrack. And then he was, yeah, it's just indicated that he's left in the dark of the actual mixing of the official soundtrack and then only contributed to a handful of the songs that were mixed. And then there's like this random screenshot or reach out for someone on Instagram being like, yo, Mick, are you going to be there if ID decides to work on another Doom game? And he's like, doubt we'll work together again. So it looks like, damn. Yeah, it looks like he got fucked over to a degree.
Yeah.
Which is shit, man, because the dude just fucking tears it up.
Like that's crazy. He's like the Doom guy.
He is Doom guy. I wonder. He's like the Stig, but Doom guy.
Yeah. I wonder what he'll do next. I wonder if he'll just do his own shit. I mean, he's got a real following now and, he could really just become his own artist. You know what I mean?
Yeah. 100%. 100%.
Literally.
Like, I wouldn't hesitate.
Yeah. I mean, he could probably just live off royalties alone from his, like, previous shit, but yeah. Yeah, it kind of sucks.
It does. Yeah. I don't understand the thought. Like, let's say everything that's sort of assumed in this article is true. That studio completely cucked his, the content he created, recorded, engineered, and like whatever else. He didn't do any of it. Why would you? Like, a studio, like people not knowing music or audio engineering, why would you I just don't get it, Sam. Why would you do it? Like, why would you cook it like that?
I just want him to be doing the music for the next Doom games. I haven't finished Doom Eternal.
How far through it are you?
Yeah, I don't even know. I'm still not up to the Marauders. It's like actually really hard on Nightmare. So, and the fact I haven't played it. So maybe I'll play it on the weekend. Yeah. But yeah, we'll see. Yeah, like I really enjoy the game. I like those kinds of games. But yeah, it's kind of disappointing.
Very disappointing.
It's disappointing. That's it.
That's it. Yeah, it's just a bit shit.
Bad news.
It's a not good on your award.
Not good on you. Have you got anything else?
No, actually, that was my last one.
Oh shit. Okay.
We churned through that.
I wanted to do an indie sip.
Oh yeah.
But
what do you got?
Again, I didn't have enough time. Did not have enough.
Let's just Google a random indie game and throw it in there.
No, I want to have played.
Yeah, no, I'm with game. You. I agree. Yeah.
Fuck it. Go play Spellbreak.
Go dude. Play. Go play Gris.
Go play Spellbreak. Nah, fuck Gris. It's already got a million sales. Doesn't need more sales. Go play Spellbreak. If you need If you need a key, go to the subreddit Spellbreak, and usually there's people giving away keys on
it's
there.
It's sick. I mean, yeah, we bought that game forever ago.
And only play on the OCE servers. Basically.
Yeah, and you'll only find...
Don't play on any other servers.
You'll only find Sam and I. Yeah.
Yeah. But yeah, I think that's it for this episode.
I think we've come to an end, Sam.
We've come to an end.
I think
mate.
We've come to an end.
I think, yeah, that's the end, mate. How do we use the end?
I don't know, but apparently we've gone Scottish.
No.
We've gone Scottish.
I've gone too Scottish. I'm the Scottish god, Justin Timberlake, mate.
I'm stuck in the Scottish cave.
I got an issue nose.
Yeah, that was enough of that.
I have never needed to pee.
I need to pee. It's the end of the episode. Go to our Twitter. You can go to what is it at Nerdsit Podcast on Twitter, on Instagram, and on Facebook, and you can leave a review of our podcast on Podchaser. We'll reply to your review. We'll really appreciate that. Basically, mm-hmm. We're working on getting more interviews going. We've got a couple of inquiries that I need to follow through with, and yeah, shit's happening here. Tell your friends that helps us a lot. And we appreciate everyone listening to this, actually.
Straight up. Like, you guys means are fucking the OGs.
Yeah, you are the OGs. And yeah, this has been episode 15 of the Nerdsit Podcast. And fuck yeah, rock on.
Rock on!
Rock on. Rock on forever.
Laters, gamers.
See ya.